Okay, we're up to the Mishnah on Chavches on the base. Rav Gamliel Omer, Bechol Yom V'Yom Mispal Adam Shmoneh Esrei. Gamliel says every day, first I should have in a full Shmoneh Esrei brachas. But Yeshua Omer Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei. The Gemara will discuss what that means, Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei. You don't have to dive in a full Shmoneh Esrei. You can dive in something that's concise Shmoneh Esrei. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Imshkura Tfilosubati, Mispal Shmoneh Esrei. Vimlav Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei. If you know how to dive in well and the tefillah is fluent, if you're fluent in the tefillah, then you dive in a full Shmoneh Esrei. If you're not, then you can dive in the shortened Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, we're obviously talking here in a time where there weren't Siddurim, when people daven by heart. So not everybody knew the full Shmoneh Esrei, so the Rabbanim weren't masrichim to say a full Shmoneh Esrei. It was enough to say, we'll see a shortened, abridged version of Shmoneh Esrei, according to one of two different possibilities. Rav Elazar Omer, Ha'osa Tfiloso Keva, Ein Tfiloso Tachanuni. Person who makes his tefillah Keva, his tefillah is not, doesn't find any mercy. And the Gemara will discuss later on, not today, later on, what keva means. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Haholech Mibokum Sakana, Mispal Tefillah Ketzor. Person who's going in a place where it's dangerous to stop and to daven. So he davens a Tefillah Ketzor. This is something new. This is not Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei. This is a shorter version even. The Omer, and he says the following, Hosha Hashem es Amcha Esheiris Yisrael, Rabbanu Shalom, save your nation, the remnant of Klal Yisrael, the Chol Poroshas Ha'ovur, or Ha'ibur, right, and the Gemara will discuss what exactly that means, Yutzor Chayim Lefanecha, and all the times of Ibur. The Gemara says basically, one of the Pshatim is, even when you are angry at them, still have their needs before you, Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tefillah. That's the Tzvila Ketzara. Hayurochev ala chamor, person was riding on a donkey, Yered v'yispal. So he has to get off the donkey and daven Shmoneh Esrei. Then Eino Yochol Leired, he's in a place where he can't get off. Then Yavzer is Panav. Then he should turn his face towards Yerushalayim. Vim Eino Yochol Ahavzer is Panav, he can't turn his face away. Then Yechavin is Libo, connected base Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then he should have in mind, in his heart, as if he's facing the base Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hayamahalach Mishvina, person was traveling in a boat. Oba Asta. Now, the second Pshat Rashi says an Asta is a raft. That I understand, you're on a boat or a raft, and you can't get up and daven, you can't even turn around, because you'll probably may sink. So then, Yechavin Eslibo, connected base Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rashi says that first Pshat, which I'm not 100% sure what it means. Okay, in any case, let's see the Rashis. Basically, the idea is if you're in a place that you can't face Yerushalayim, then you should face it with your heart. Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei, Gemara Mefarish. The Gemara will discuss what Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei is. What is this abridged version? Hosha Hashem, Zu Tefillah Ketzara. This is the Tefillah Ketzara that you daven when there's a danger and you can't daven anything else. Bechol Poroshas Ha'avur Mefarish B'Gemara. The Gemara will discuss what this means. Im Eino Yochol Leired, She'ein Lo Mi She'yochaz Es Chamora. Whenever Rashi says this also, Rashi's telling you, don't get stuck here in the Mishnah in trying to understand what's going on. The Gemara will discuss it. It's not something to waste your time on in trying to understand it in the Mishnah, so we won't. We'll wait till we get there in the Gemara and then we'll discuss it there. He has nobody to hold his donkey. Why can't he get off the donkey? So one of the reasons is because if he gets off the donkey and he davens Shmoneh Esrei, the donkey is going to leave. So he has nobody. If he has somebody else there to hold the donkey or to tie it somewhere, whatever is fine. But if there's no place to tie the donkey up, then he can't get off the donkey. Yavzer is Panav Letzad Yerushalayim. Be Asta. So here's the first Pshat in Rashi. Maybe somebody can figure out what it means. Kinovatosim besad ragli. Okay, it's mashma that you're traveling in this asta. That's why it's harping or somebody's talking about. Right? Beis hasoar. Shikorim tzips balaz. Now the metargim tzips, he says, is a shtok. Stock is lechora, a beis hasoar is a prison. But you don't travel in a prison. So, what?
Instead of traveling
traveling prisons? I hear, stock? That's, well, a stockade is not something that moves. I hear, okay. You know, there's a closed wagon where there's no windows or whatever. Normally a wagon has windows, but if it's a Beis HaSoar, they don't make windows so you can't get out. Maybe they have bars. Okay. Loshen Acher, Eitzim Akshurim Zem Zehar Beyachad, logs tied together. Uvaloshen Mikra Koryo Somrath Sudos. Those are rafts. Ubalaz Redial. Uvaloshen Ashkenaz Valus. Umeshitain Benar. Lahuflicha Mimakal Amakal. Yecholim Mahaloch Aleim Kamovistina. These are rafts made of logs, and this is how they get the logs from one place to another. They make rafts out of them and send them down river. And you can travel on them, Rashi says, like a boat. So then it's something that moves, and you can't get up on a raft and turn anyway, because you'll fall over and fall off the raft. Okay, we'll leave the Mishnah for each part to be explained by the Gemara. Honi Shmona Esrei Keneged Mi. So the first thing the Mishnah mentions is that you daven Shmona Esrei Brachas. Right? Why did they make Dafka 18 Brachas? Right? In other words, did they just, what's it called, sit down and start figuring out what things people should daven for? In the end, they had 18. Or no, there was a reason why the Dafka, they wanted to have 18 to begin with, and they formed the tefillah around the number 18. So the Gemara seems to say that there was a reason Dafka to have 18 brachas. They were Masakin 18 brachas, and they worked out the needs based on these 18 brachas. And in fact, as Yerushalmi that says that even when they added the 19th bracha of the Malshinim, they still tried to keep 18 brachas by combining Esemach David Avdecha and Yerushalayim Ircha as one bracha. Right? That's one opinion. That they combine those two brachas, and we have remnants of that. If you look in the Siddur, there's what's called Krovats for Purim. Krovats for Purim is additions to each bracha. It's like a Yotzer, where they added to each bracha. And Shmona Esrei, usually the Yotzer is only on Yom Tov for Shabbos. But here was one during the week on Purim, when there was a full Shmona Esrei. So they added little paragraphs to each bracha, a little bit about Purim in each bracha of Shmona Esrei. Chazor Sashat. So that's called the Krovats, right? Some say Krovats is called Rino V'Yeshua B'Olei Tzadikim. That's the Rashi Tevos of Krovats. But look at the Siddur. Nobody says it. I don't know why. But maybe in the Yekisha place they say it. But we don't say it. It's in the Siddur. And there is no addition to Esemach David Avdecha, because that was written in a time when Yerushalayim Yircha and Esemach David were connected. Now, according to one Gerson, the Yerushalmi, there was originally 17 brachas in Shmona Esrei, not 18. 17 brachas, and Yerushalayim and Esemach David were connected together. And there was another simen to that, because 17 in Gematria is Tov. Right? So, Vikach Tov, I think that was the Pasuk. Shalma Parim Sasenu. Right, as in represents the tefillah, and there it says kach tov. Tov is 17. So originally it was 17 brachas. Then they added an 18th bracha, which is the lashinim, and then they separated as Esemach David and Yerushalayim. That became the 19 brachas. But that was the evolution of these the brachas as we have them. The other opinion is that originally there were what's it called 18. Esemach David and Yerushalayim were separate to begin with. When they added the 19th, then they combined them so they'd still be 18. But we have, Lamaisa, according to our Gemara, they're originally 18. Esemach David and Yerushalayim Yircha were separated. And they added a 19th was the Malshinim, and they never then went back to the 18, but it's still called Shmona Esrei, because the Malshinim is not what's it called considered a bracha, because it's a klala against Rishoyim, so it's not one of the 18 brachas. Also, hopefully Rishoyim will disappear and be able to take that bracha out, so it's only temporarily there. So they never counted it as a full-fledged bracha, and we still call it Shmona Esrei. Okay. So, who are these 18 brachas keneged? Omer of Hillel, Bereder of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Keneged Shmona Esrei Askaros Sha'omer David Behavul Hashem B'nei Eilim. 18 times HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is mentioned in the Mizmor Havul Hashem B'nei Eilim, and that Mizmor hints to the Tefillah in general, because it's set up according to the Seder of at least the beginning of the Tefillah. B'nei Elim, Hovel Hashem, B'nei Elim, B'nei V'chazakim, that's the Avos. Hovel Hashem, Kavod V'oz, that's Gvuros. Right? Hovel Hashem, Kavod Shemo, is that the next thing? Yeah, is what's it called, is Kedusha. So the Nizmor itself represents the order of the Tefillah, and 18 times the Rabbanu Shem's name mentioned in that Nizmor, and therefore there's 18 Barachas and Shemon Esrei. Rav Yosef Omer Keneged Yud Ches Askara Shebekriyishma. In Kriyishma, the Rabbanu Shem's name is mentioned 18 times, and therefore Keneged Kriyishma, we say 18 Barachas in Shemon Esrei. Omer Rav Tanchen, Omer Rav Yishuv Ben Levi, Keneged Shemon Esrei Chulyo Shebeshedra. It's connected the 18 vertebra in the backbone, in the spine, right, in the spine. So the 18 chulios, or 18 knots, 18, what's it called, vertebra, that's the 18 brachas. So I just wanted to say that there's let's see Rashi first. Hovel Hashem b'nei elim, shu remez la'avos, u'gvuros, u'kedushas Hashem. Like I told you, k'namrim b'rosh Hashanah. Inayin shomrim avos, tamud lomer hovel Hashem b'nei elim. The Gemara brings proof from here that how the order of the first three brachas are. So since it's talking about Shemona Esrei, the fact that there are 18 askaras in that mizmor is a hint to the 18 brachas in Shemona Esrei. There's three ideas that a person gets through tefillah. One is tefillah arouses a person's emotions. He has emotionally, right, davens, he feels a closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's one aspect of tefillah, the emotional aspect. Then there is what's it called, the idea that in tefillah a person gets yedios, hashkafos, right, a lot of hashkafos, if you learn through the what's it called, the Perushe HaTfila, you get a lot of ideas of what proper hashkafas are, legabe, a lot of different things, right? How they masada the tefillah, whatever, what things a person is supposed to believe in, right? How he's supposed to look at parnasa, whatever. So there's an intellectual part to tefillah that you learn from tefillah, right? People can learn things from the tefillah. And the third thing is the idea of feeling dependent on the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the third aspect of tefillah, right? The idea that a person, admits that he can't do it on himself, he needs the Ribbono Shel Olam. That itself is part of the concept of tefillah. So I think each of these things represent a different aspect of tefillah. The Yud Ches Askaras and Havul Hashem B'nei Elim, that's more the emotional, what's it called, when a person is inspired by tefillah. Then there's the things that a person learns from tefillah. That's Keneged Shema, which has in it the Ikrei HaEmunah, Ikrei HaDas, or whatever. And then Keneged, the fact that I feel dependent on the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's Keneged the spine, especially from the fact that the spine is the thing that has to bow during Shemona Esrei and represent the fact that I'm kafuf and dependent on the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what I need, right, the spine also represents the person and his needs, right? He stands straight up. He's able to support himself. He needs the Ribbono Shel Olam to be able to do that. So that's what's called Keneged the Chulyos. So each one represents a different aspect of tefillah. V'omer Rav Tanchum, Omer Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Hamishpal Sor Sheyichra at Shispakaku Kol Chulyos Shebeshedra. Okay? The person, just like the Shedra represents a person's being able to stand up straight and support himself, right? A person who's bent over is a person who doesn't have that covet of a human being. Either of a standing too straight is a simon of gaiva. Standing straight shows that I can support myself. Standing bent over means that I'm kafuf, I'm dependent and subservient to somebody else. So in those places in Shemona Esrei where you have to bow, so the way to bow is at Shispakaku Kol Chulyos Shebeshedra, till all of the vertebra and the shedra are visible. You bend over so your back, the bones in the spine, become visible through the skin. Rashi, Shispakaku Sheyiru Hapkokim, that your vertebra become visible. Heim Haksharim, Kemo Sheshaninu Bekonim Ubekfonim, Min Hapkak Shalamala, in vines, right, or in bamboo shoots, there's knots. Those are like the knots in the, what's it called, the spine are also like that. Knots in the spine, like a knots on a vine. The akesher shecholol hakana pakuk v'sosum sham. Okay, that's like a bamboo also. That's the place that it's, what's it called, solid, where the knot is. And the rest is hollow. So the knots, are the, those are also called pekakim. That's the, in the spine, they're also called pekakim because they look like that. Okay. So that's what Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, or Tamchun says in Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that the kriya has to be that your body is bent over enough that you can see your vertebrae. They stick out. Ula Omar, ad kadei shiira iser keneged libo. Ula said a different shiur. His shiur was, and we'll see Rashi says, shnei kmakim, echad milmatav, echad milmala, uki iser rocha boser beemta. When you bend over, so in front, there comes two creases in your skin, one above and one below, right, by your stomach. And there's like the shear of an iser, which is a coin. There's a coin's width between the two kmatim. When you bend over that much, that you cause folds in the skin of your stomach, right, that's enough. Rabbi Hanina Omar. Okay, so now the shaila is, which shear over here is more chomer than the other one? Okay, is ula machmir, you have to bend more to make these two kmatim, or you have to bend less than making all the vertebra visible? So, truth is, there's two shitas over here. One is the Tostus Riser Leon. He says that ula's machmir, that's a bigger shear to have these two kmatim. And we'll see in 1 second, this could be, holds a different pshat. And the Meiri says that Ula is Mekel. But there are other pshat, and besides what Rashi says, of what this Isser is. The Rabbeinu Yonah has a different girs in Rashi. He says another pshat in what Isser is, Keneged Libo, that you bend over enough that if somebody's looking at you, right, they're looking at you without a shirt, they couldn't see more than an iser, that's again the same coin width, right? Keneged libo. You'll be bent over enough that of your chest, and only an iser, no more, would be visible to somebody standing up. So that's pretty low. Okay, that's another shot. Then the Rabbeinu Yonah brings down the Rav Haigon, and he says also two pshatim. One is that you bend enough that if there would be a coin on the floor, you'd see it. That's a very small amount, Lahara. You have to bend over with your nose in the floor. You just have to not be looking straight ahead. If you're looking down a little bit, you'll see the coin. Right? Or that your navel, right, your belly button, right, becomes there's a, what's it called, a hole made, what's it called, becomes, when you bend over, right, so that area of your belly button becomes more indented. So that's the amount. Okay. So in any case, according to all these pshatim, whatever they are, right, it may change whether ula is machmir or ula is mekel, right? Depends on what you hold iser keneged libo is. Is that a bigger shear than, we know what the shear is of bending your back, right, is any one of these things more than that or less than that, depends really on the pshat. Okay. Okay, 1 second. What else is here? Let me get here yet. Okay. The Rambam has a different gears over here also. The Rambam says that the Rambam brings down two things. He's Bakiku, the Yira Kekeshes. Right, Rambam seems to have a gears over here that you look like a bow, as you're bent over, right, and also that you're bent over in a way that in the front you look like a bow, like this, and the back if you're bent over enough that your what's it called your vertebra are protruding, yeah, they're sticking out, but the the Rambam, there's two inyanim over here. And we have before also, when you go down kechizra, like a stick or whatever. There's two inyanim. There's one bending your body and one bending your head. So you have to bend your head so the vertebra in the back of your neck also come out. And you have to bend your body so you look like a keshes. So there's two inyanim. One is your head has to be bent, and the other is your body has to be bent. And the Gemara we had before, right, discusses how you coordinate your head and your body, right? Do you do one, your body, and then your head, or your head and then your body, or all at one time, you bow your head and your body all at once? Okay. Okay, now the Gemara goes on. That's how it should be, lechatchila, how you're supposed to bow. And Rabbi Hanina Amar, kivan shenen erosho shuv eino tzorich. Right? However, and the most Rishonim learn that this is talking where you're, what's it called, you're sick or you're old, and you can't bow like that. Right? You have arthritis, whatever. You just can't bow. So then, kivan shenen erosho, as long as you move your head a little bit down, right, you don't have to do anything more. Omar Rava, v'hudim etzayir nafshe u'merze kaman dekora. That's only, though, if you show that you would really like to bow, but you can't. So if by nodding your head down, you show that you would really like to do more, but it's uncomfortable for you, then you yotze kriya like that. It's talking about a person who's sick and old and can't do more, but he makes it obvious that if he could do more, he would, but this is all he could do. Okay, but he's not doing it nonchalantly, then that's not called bowing. And they also bring down that you're not allowed to bow too much. The Orzarua, right? And the Shulchan Aruch brings it down, that you shouldn't bow so much that your head is opposite your waist. They said that's not derech kavod at all. So some people who bow, what's it called, ridiculously low, right, or whatever, it's a wrong thing to do. You bow, just to bow, as it says here. Bowing more than that looks ridiculous, not so-called bowing. It's also not derech kavod, so it says. Okay, let's go on. Gemara says, Hani Timnisrei? What do you mean, Shmona Esrei Brachas? Shaisrei Hadin. We have 19 Brachas. Om Reb Levi, Birkas HaTzedukim B'Yavne Tiknuha. The Birkas HaMinim, like that Bracha was composed in Yavne, much later. Right? The original 18 Brachas were, were composed by the Anshek Nesus HaGdola. Okay? I saw the Orach Chaim HaKadosh in Chafetz Hashem says something that I really don't understand, because the Gemara seems to say not like that. He says that originally the Anshei Knesset HaGdola made these 18 brachas, but didn't give them any special order. You had to say these 18 brachas in any order you wanted. Whichever one was more important to you, you could say that one first. Then Shimon HaPekuli came along, and his dear, why that we didn't get to there yet? No. B'yavnitzno, Keneged Mitiknu, we didn't get to yet, we'll get to it in a second. B'yavne tiknua, so this bracha was composed in Yavne, way after the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. Keneged mi tiknua, and who was, what's it called, they had a 19th bracha, but they had a makor for the 18 brachas, like we learned. So where did they get the 19th from, the right to make a 19th bracha? Om Reb Levi, Reb Hillel, Bered Rav Shmuel, Bar Nachmeini, Keneged El HaKavod Hiri. That, what's it called? There's an extra askara. It's not Shem Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei, but it's Kael in Mizmor Havul Hashem B'nei Elim. And there, what's it called? They were Mesakan, the 19th one, Keneged that Shem Hashem, Kael HaKavod Hirim, right, Legavi Birchas Haminim. And it says that the Re'emim, the, what's it called, the Ra'amim, the thunder, is there, Lahafshid Akmum Yushevalev, to bring a person Yira Shamayim. So they're Mesakin, Keneged that Pasuk, Birchas Haminim, that hopefully the Minim will see that we're cursing them or whatever, and they'll get scared and do tshuva. Rav Yosef, Keneged Echad Shebe Kriyishma, Rav Yosef, who said the 18 brachas were Keneged the 18 times that the Rabbanu's name is mentioned in Kriyishma, so it's Keneged Echad Shebe Kriyishma. Not the Shem Hashem, but the word Echad. Rav Tanchum, Rav Yishuv and Levi, Keneged Chul Yiktana Shebe Shedra. There's a small vertebra that's not really part of the main 18 vertebra in this shedra. The bottom, what's it called? It's like the, I think it's called the coccyx. Is the bottom, what's it called, the vertebra. That's the 19th one that's connected the 19th bracha. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. Rashi first. The Mitzayer Nafshe. He showed that he would like to bow, but he can't. It hurts him. The Yavne Tiknua, the Achar Zman Meruba, after much time after the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. Okay. Tana Rabban, Shimon HaPekuli, Hizdir, Shmona Esrei Brachos, Lefnei Ram Gamliel, Ala Seder B'Yavne. Shimon HaPikuli organized the 18 brachas, right, under the supervision of Ram Gamliel in Yavne. Okay, so the Gemara in Megillah asks, L'chara the Amshek Nesagdola were Mesakin brachos, tfilos, or whatever. They were Mesakin the Shimon HaEsrei. So the Gemara there says, Shachum the Chazru v'sidrum, that they were Taka Mesadar, and the Gemara uses the Lashon of Sidru, Yudches brachos. And then it was forgotten, and then Shimon HaPikuli reinstituted it in Yavne. But the Chafetz Hashem says that when the Anshek Nes HaGdol originally made it, they didn't make it in any order. And again, the Gemara says, Luchar, not like that. The Gemara says, Sidru. It says the same exact Lashon is used by Shimon HaPikuli. But for whatever reason, that's what he says. He says that they didn't make any specific order, and you could daven it in any order you wanted. They just made a set before the Anshek Nes HaGdol, you could daven anything you wanted. Right? You made up the davening. There's no set order, no set, nusach, nothing. They made a nusach for 18 brachas, but they didn't make any order. Shimon HaPikuli, his dear, when he reinstituted it, l'chara, because the Gemara says the Thayrish, they forgot it, and then he made it, they got to say it in the order that it said, and if you don't say it out of that order, it's not tefillah. So he made it in order. That's what says Shimon HaPikuli, his dear, yud ches brachas, al ha-seder, v'yavne, right? Double. His dear and Al HaSeder. Okay, so that was the 18 brachas. Omer Lohem Ram Gamliel HaChamim, when the time came, and some say that the reason for the Birchas Haminim was because of the early Christians. They were giving terrible tzaras to Klal Yisrael, and they were being malshin to the Roman government against us, and they needed a bracha specifically against the Minim. The Minim, according to many, many Mefarshim, is the early Christians. So that was the bracha was made specifically against them. So Ram Gamliel said to the Chachomim, Klum Yesh Adam Sheyodeh L'Sakin Birchus HaTzedukin. Is there anybody who could make the Birchus HaTzedukin? The idea being that you just can't make brachas. Anybody can pose brachas. There's plenty of people who make their own tefillas today also. But in make a tefillah, every word, every letter has to have a meaning. And the gematria is, if you look in the Torah, you see how each thing has exactly as many words as, and it corresponds to this and it corresponds to that. And use this word and not that word. And you have to know also all the connections in Shammai, how these words affect spiritual forces. So not everybody can compose a tefillah. So he wants to know, does anybody who composed Birchas HaTzedukim? Others say that in order to make a bracha, to be makal roshayim, it has to be that you're not doing it for any personal reason. It has to be totally l'shem shamayim, right? Otherwise, if you do it for personal reasons and not because they're roshayim, right, you hate the Christians because they took away your parnasa or something like that, then that bracha is not a proper bracha. It has to be l'shem shamayim, right? So that's why they picked Omad Shmuel HaKotan v'tikna. Why Shmuel HaKotan? Because it says in Pirkei Avos that Shmuel HaKotan was the one who said, "Bin follow Yivchal Tismach." You shouldn't be happy when your enemy falls. And they asked, L'chara Shlomo HaMelech said that in Mishlei. He just quoted a pasuk, "Bin follow Yivchal Tismach." So they say that Shmuel HaKotan lived that pasuk. Right? He never was happy. Right? When any of his enemies, spiritual and physical enemies, it was totally l'shem shamayim. So he's the one who could make the bracha of Birchas Haminim or Birchas HaTzedukim. So Amat Shmuel HaKotan the Tikna. So the Yavetz, Yaakov Emden, says that what the Gemara says over here, that Birchas HaMinim, right, B'Yavne Tiknuha, they were Mesakin it in Yavne, right? What's it called? What does that mean, Yavne? He says, Yavne is Rosh Tevos. Yayin B'Somim Ner Havdalah. It's a simonim of how you make Havdalah. So what in the world does that have to do with Birkas HaMinim? Yavne Tiknua. Yavne is mentioned many times, right? It doesn't say it. Every time it says Yavne, it symbolizes Havdalah. Why are we here? So I was thinking, very poshut, that it means like this. The Maisa, they made a bracha to totally separate themselves from the Minim and give them a klala. So Yavne tells me the following. Before you make Havdalah, before you totally separate yourself, there's three other things you have to do. One is Yayin, the other is Besamim, and the other is Ner. Which means that you first have to try to makarav these people and make them do tshuva. And there's three ways of being makarav people. One is be friendly with them. That's what it says, gedola ledima, drinking together, right, makes you friendly or whatever. But if you see that you get too close to them, they're having a bad hashpa, then try besamim. Besamim you can hand over. You don't have to be the same table drinking together. It's less of a connection. If that doesn't work, then try the nair. The nair you could be at the other end of the room, right, and give a nair to somebody. If you tried, and little by little you separate yourself, and you see that it still doesn't work, then havdalah, then separate yourself completely. Then make the bracha of haminim. Another pshat I want to say is different people are affected by different ways. Some people you mashpia on by, emotionally, right? They're attracted to Yiddishkeit from the emotional side. So, seeing a kumzitz or whatever, that'll be mashpia on them. That's yayin. Some people are attracted to the more aesthetics of Yiddishkeit, the beauty of Yiddishkeit or whatever, that's besamim. Some people are attracted to the intellectual part, that's ner, enlighten them, right? But if you tried everything, you tried the emotional way, you tried the aesthetic way, you tried the intellectual way, nothing works, then havdalah, then you can be makalo them and separate yourself from them. The Shana Acheres, so the next year, what's it called? Shacha. He forgot it. He was composed this Lamal Shinim, and again, they had no Siddurim, they weren't allowed to write down the Tefillahs. Everything was by heart. So he was in the middle of what's it called, of saying Chazoras Hashatz, and he forgot Birchas Aminim, forgot how to say it. The Hishkip Boshtaim Vishalosh Shos, the Lohe Eluhu. And they gave him 2 to 3 hours to remember it, and they didn't take him away from being the Shliach Tzibur. I don't know if two to three hours here the Shalom seem to say or not, Dafka. In other words, they're not men. Mamish 2 to 3 hours. A lot of times when it says Shah, it doesn't mean an hour. It means a considerable amount of time. And 2 to 3 hours means 2 to 3 considerable amount of time, not Lav Dafka. But the Rabbi Shalom seem to say that it means Mamish Dafka. That an hour or 2 to 3 hours or whatever. The Rambam seems to say, you give the person an hour to, compose himself. He forgot the bracha before you take him and replace him with somebody else in a regular bracha. Here is a different story. Someone says, Amai lo ha'alu. Why didn't they take him away from being the shliach tzibur? If a person made a mistake in any one of the other brachas, so we don't remove him from being shliach tzibur, right? The birchas ha'tzedukim malin also. But by Birkas HaTzedukim, we do take him away from being a Shliach Tzibur. Chayshin and Shemim Minu. Because we're afraid that the reason he's not saying the bracha is because he's a min. He doesn't want to curse himself. So there's a Shani Shmuel HaKotten, the Iu Tikna. Right? He can't say that Shmuel HaKotten was a min. He made the bracha. Right? He composed the bracha being Makal Minim. So if he was a min secretly, why would he make a bracha cursing himself? So Shmuel HaKotten was the exception. But if it had been somebody else, who couldn't figure out how to say Birchas Aminim and would be afraid he's a min, and that's why he couldn't do it. Either because subconsciously he didn't want to say it, or consciously he was refraining from saying it. Versus v'neichus dilma hoderbe, no, maybe he became a min. Right? He wasn't a min when he composed it, but the next year, in that year, he became a min. Right? Om Rabbaya, gemirei tov alohavi bisha. We have a mesorah that good people don't become bad. Right. Velo, Voksiva Vashuv Tsarik Mitzikoso, Voso Ovil, right? Lamaisa, people do become bad. People who are good people become bad people. Right? It's a possible. Yechesk. Where it says a ho Rasha Mikara. That's a guy who was originally a Rasha, became a tzaddik, can go back to becoming a Rasha. Right? Because he never was really set. He's fluctuating back forth, so he couldn't go back to. Have a tzaddik mikara lo. But a person who was a tzaddik mikara, person who was from birth, he's never going to become bad. He's not going to go off the derech. But somebody who was off the derech to begin with, we got on the derech and then went off the derech, that's possible. Mercy's velo, from birth is what's it called? From birth really is not tzaddik mikara. Talk about tzaddik, not just somebody who was born because his parents were from. Somebody who, from the time that he had bechira, right, built himself up to be a tzaddik. That kind of person doesn't go over the derech. Now Gemara says the low, even that not. The hotznan al tamin ba'atzmacha ad yom moscha shari Yochanan Kohen Gadol shimesh b'kuhuna gedol l'shmonim shana. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was a Kohen Gadol for 80 years. Well, the Sof Nasa Tzeduki. In the end, he became a Tzeduki. And he, Lechora, was not off the derech to begin with, and he was frum from birth, and Yochanan Kohen Gadol, right? And he went off the derech. Omer Abaya, hu yanai hu Yochanan. So Abaya says, no, no proof. Yochanan was also not a tzaddik from the beginning. He's also about tshuva, right? In the beginning. Why? Because Yanai and Yochanan were the same person. And Yanai, Hamelech, was a, what's it called, was not a tzaddik. He killed all the chachomim out in the beginning. Rav Omar, no, Yanai Lechud, the Yochanan Lechud, different person. Yanai and Yochanan were two different people. So Yanai Rasha Mikara, the Yochanan Tzadik Mikara. Yanai was a Rasha to begin with, and Yochanan was a Tzadik to begin with. And still we see that he went off the Derech when he was 80 years old, 80 years into the Kuna Gedolim, more than 80 years old. So the verse says, Hanich L'Abaya, according to Abaya, that what's it called, that Yochanan and Yanai were the same person. So we see that only a person who, what's it called, was a Rasha to begin with, goes off the Derech. But somebody who's a Tzaddik to begin with doesn't go off the Derech. Mamelu, we have no problem with Shmuel HaKotten. Right? He was a Tzaddik to begin with, and Mamelu, we weren't afraid he'd go off the Derech. Ela L'Rava Kasha, but according to Rava, that Yochanan Kohen Gadol was a Tzaddik Mikar, and he still went off the Derech. So why weren't they afraid that Shmuel HaKotten went off the Derech? The year before, he was cursing the Minim, and now this year, he was a Min. It's possible. Omer Lecha Rava, Tzaddik Mikarim Nami, Dilma Hoderbe. So what's it called? Rava says, what's it called? Ayachanami. I hold that a Tzaddik Mikara can also go off the Derech. So if that's the case, Yehochi Amaylo Askur, so why didn't they take Shmuel HaNavi down, Shmuel HaKotten down, right? Why didn't they take him away from being Shliach Tzibur? If you always, a person who makes a mistake in Birchas Haminim, we're afraid he's a Min, so we take him away from being Shliach Tzibur, why didn't they take Shmuel HaKotten? And don't tell me because he was a Tzaddik Mikara, and he made the Bracha, and therefore we're not afraid he became a Min, even a Tzaddik Gomer can become a Min. So when it says, Shani Shmuel HaKotten to Aschilba, he started the Bracha. The Amr of Yehuda, Amr Rav, the same Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Lo Shono Shlo Hischilbot. You didn't start it, right? You didn't say V'la Mashin Mati Sikva. But if you started it and then you got mixed up, so it's a simon, then it's not because you don't want to curse the Minim, because you already started cursing the Minim. It's because you really got mixed up. Then we don't take, then it's like any other bracha. Avol Hischilbot Gomra, if you started it, then we give him a chance to finish it. We don't take him down from being a, what's it called, a Shliach Tzibur. There's a machlokus over here, what it means we take him down, okay? Because later we have, what's it called, on Daflama Dalit, the Gemara is going to say that if somebody's in the middle of davening and he can't continue on, so we put another Shliach Tzibur in, pinch hitter, to take his place, right? And the Gemara says where he starts or whatever. So we see we do take down a Shliach Tzibur who can't continue, even the other brachas. So, the Rabbeinu Yonah says what it means, we don't take him down, means we don't tassel him from being a Shliach Tzibur from then on. We get somebody to take his place for that Shmona Esrei, next Shmona Esrei he could be a Shliach Tzibur. But by Birkas Haminim, right, if somebody makes a mistake in Birkas Haminim, we don't let him be a Shliach Tzibur ever again. Because we're afraid he's a Min, not just the Shmona Esrei. That's what they hold. The Rashba on the other hold sounds like this. Where the guy knows. But the Gemara later on is talking where he can't get back on track. He forgot it completely, and even if we remind him or whatever, he can't put it back together again. So we take him away, and we give somebody else the thing, and that's it. But by Dirkas Haminim, even if the guy makes a mistake, and we could remind him, and he could get back on track, we take him off for that Shmona Esrei. But we're not kosher that he's a Min so much that the next Shmona Esrei we don't. We just think that this moment may be Nizrik or Bo Minus, but not he's a Min. So the next Shmoneh Esrei, give me Kashrus back, we let him dive in the next Shmoneh Esrei. But this Shmoneh Esrei now, so Machlokas, when it says Malin also, right, regularly, does it mean that we don't take the other person away at all, if he can get back on track, and this person we take away for this Shmoneh Esrei, right? Or no, it means the other one, we, what's it called, take away for this Shmoneh Esrei, if he can't get back on track. But we don't take him away for good, and by Birkas Haminim, we take him away for good. Okay. Okay, the Yerushalmi says that aside from Birkas Haminim, there's two other brachas, that if somebody gets mixed up in them also, we're choshesh that maybe he's a min. That's Yerushalayim Ircha, and what's it called, and Tchias HaMeisim. In those two brachas also, we are choshesh. The Tur brings this down, and the Taz says only if you make a mistake in both of them. Birkas HaMinim, by itself, is enough to be choshesh that the guy's a min, and we treat him differently than if he made a mistake in the other brachas. But if you've made a mistake both in Birkas Yerushalayim and Tchias HaMeisim, then also we're choshesh. For Minus, the Taz says, but in any one of them by itself, except for Birkas HaMinim, it says the same din as all the other brachas. Okay. Honi Sheva, the Shabsa, connected me. The seven brachas that you make on Shabbos. Okay, why do they make? Why do they make seven? Right? What's the idea of seven? Omer Rav Chalafta ben Shol, connected Shiva Kolo Shomer Dovid Alamayim. Right? Says, what's it called? Kol Hashem Alamayim, Kol Hashem Hirim, the seven kolos. Right, that's the seven brachas of Shabbos. Hani Tesha the Rosh Hashanah connected me. The nine brachas in Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Right, who are they connected? Om Rav Yitzchok Demin Kartignon connected Tisha Askara Shomer Chana B'Tfilasa. Chana mentioned God's name in her tefillah after she had Shmuel nine times, and Chana was remembered on Rosh Hashanah. Right, so the Maisa, Rosh Hashanah and Chana have a connection. She mentioned the Rabban Shom's name nine times, nine brachas and Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. The Omer Mar, Rosh Hashanah, Nifkid Asar, Rachel, the Chana. Hani Esrim V'Arba, the Tanisa, connected me. 24 brachas that are the sum total, six extra brachas they say on a Tainis Tzibur for rain. Who are they connected? Omer Chelbo, connected Chav Dalad Renanos, Shomer Shlomo, B'Shar Shechnas Aaron, Lebeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Right, that's the 24 different kinds of renanos, different kinds of shvachos, of praises, that it says in the tefillah of Shlomo when he brought the Aron HaKodesh into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yihachi kol yuma nomi nimrinu, say it all the time, right? It's all different kinds of shevach to the Rabbanu Shlomo, why shouldn't it be every day? So emas amrinu Shlomo b'yuma derachmi. Shlomo said it when he needed extra rachmi, because the gates closed and the Aron wouldn't go in. We say it when we need special rachamim, like on a tainis, that's when we say those extra six brachas.